Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller, and it is officially Shuck It season. You know, like, I was talking to my neighbor last night, and she was like, wait, it's, how is it spelled? And I was like, Shuck, S-H-O-U-G-H. She's like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I agree. But I do think, and this is what I told her, I was like, it's kind of going to, like, something like that becomes kind of an inside joke. The same way that like the EAUX is kind of like an inside joke.
Exactly where I was going to go, right?
In Louisiana. Like, and she was like, how can it be an inside joke if it's like the entire state? And I'm like, but that's like, it's a massive inside joke, but it's still an inside joke. Unless, like, if there are people on the outside of the joke, like, and she's moving out to California. She's got a residency out there, which congratulations. I was like, go out to LA and show people that name spelled out and ask them to say it. They'll have no idea how to say it. And they'll be like, show, and you'll be like, shuck, and they'll be like, get the shuck out of here. And I think it's going to be one of those things that over the course of the years he's here, especially if he's doing well, will be kind of an endearing thing of like, you know, like we can start calling him, if he doesn't play right away, we can start calling it a shuck weight.
Oh man.
But yeah, I'm just saying.
The name does fit in. We know the street names even around here. It's like, why is it pronounced like that?
Yeah,
as simple, like, as a, it's Burgundy.
Right. I was literally Burgundy. The one I was going to go with was Burgundy. I'm like, that's a word that is spelled the way we say it. And we've decided, you know, and there's Calliope.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, like if we can pronounce Chapachulas. Yes. Right. So anyway, I think it's just like in a state, in a region with like stuff spelled one way, but pronounced a different way. It's just perfect. It.
Right.
Right. Like Natchitoches. We've all co-signed Natchitoches. I just think it's funny. Like it's a perfect fit from a vernacular, from like a semantical, logistical vernacular perspective. It's not an appropriate time to say chicanery, but like, it's the type of chicanery that I can get on board with. Oh my God, the chicanery. Well, that just happened. That just anyway. So I don't know. I think we're gonna have a good time with it, especially, and that's why I'm hoping he's good, because I think it'll be a lot of fun in the cultural, like, kind of area of the Saints, if we can all kind of get behind that shucking topic. But anyway, so
what's wild, Jeff, there's so many people that are already writing off shuck and saying, well, the Saints are just going to be in the market for a QB in round one next year anyway.
Yeah, you know, I think there's always that moment after the draft where the Saints pick an unpopular name. And everyone kind of reacts, and I understand it. It's that kind of visceral, immediate reaction. You want to hear one name, you heard another name, and you're like, what? No. And but I do think, and I appreciate this from a lot of people, like as they've taken the time to watch him play, you know, a lot of people have taken some extra time now and dug into some of the tape from Louisville, from Texas Tech. And a lot of people that I've spoken with who may have been down on that pick in the moment have come around to at least be like, all right, let's see what happens. Like you can kind of see the vision a little bit more once you take a look at it, because, you know, I don't blame people. Like throughout the process, he's not a guy that was talked about a ton. I was talking about him, but you didn't hear a lot. And all you really heard about was he's 26, he's 25, he's older, he's had injuries. And then you're like, no,
ancient, right?
You know, so I get it. But anyway, like Tyler Shuck, you know, this is what Kellen had to say about Tyler in his first camp, you know, how he's taken on the role to this point.
Tyler hopped in here and did an excellent job. You know, for all these guys, a lot of times the rookie minicamp, we're not as concerned about the physical component. We've probably evaluated that. We see it on the field a little bit, but just how they're prepared mentally, I thought he's done an excellent job. For these quarterbacks, a lot of times really what you care about is how they command the huddle, command the whole operation when they come in here. Because it's a new system, it's new language, all those things associated with it. He hopped in here and really did an excellent job just taking control of it.
Yeah, and this is Tyler talking about, you know, one of the things we've talked about with Tyler, and we'll get more on the into the personality side of it as we go. But one of the things we talked about with Tyler is he's coming out of a pro style system. And like, what does that mean? It means you're operating out of from under center a decent bit. You know, college teams, even a pro style college team, is going to operate a lot out of the shotgun. But you'll see teams operate exclusively out of the shotgun. They're not doing checks at the line. They're doing check with me's over on the sideline. Like, You're not asking the quarterback to do a lot in the actual system. That's not true of Louisville's system with Jeff Brohm. And that's part of the reason when you look at a guy who's been in that, who's also learned three systems in college, it's helpful. It's not everything, but it's helpful. And this is Tyler kind of talking about that idea from not just, you know, a playing perspective, but from a terminology perspective. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me is like I've been through a lot of those trial and errors previously with the missteps and footwork, with you know fumbling a snap with the first day of when you're taking one. And I think you've got all those mental cues, you know, how much pressure you're putting into your feet, you're developing that chemistry with your center. And I think for me it's just a lot more familiarity, and now you're just going off of what the play call is and what the read is. So I felt really comfortable coming in just in the short amount of time and operating, and it's been a lot of fun.
And apologies if they asked you this already, like, just the exposure to the language and how they call plays, what's that been like?
It's been good. I think Kellen does a really good job of making it friendly for us as quarterbacks. There's always a rhyme or a reason to the actual plays, and you know it's kind of through our lens, and we're trying to attack the defense in every way, shape, or form. Even if it's just a simple run play or RPO, there's always ways that we can get to another one or we can get into the best play, and I think that's been a strength of mine.
Yeah, and so kind of just what are your thoughts on Tyler just as a player so far?
He seems to exude that confidence you want from a quarterback. Looked very comfortable in front of us with the media. Didn't seem, wide-eyed and kind of out of place. We know he's been around the block, been there, done that for a while now in college football. But, yeah, I mean, I'm very curious to see how that experience can translate now into the NFL and what Kellen Moore saw out of him that he feels he can get out of this QB right away, because, you know, it looks like there's a very good shot he could be QB1 from the get. And, you know, that's going to be the roughest thing for anybody, you know, to take over for any rookie to come in right away and try to be that dude for a franchise right off the bat. But that this is where we are now with the Saints. There's no set guy at this moment with Derek Carr around. We knew he was the dude. Right now we don't know who that dude is.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, I want to talk about that more in the final segment. We talk about the quarterback competition, but no question. I mean, and one of the reasons that the Saints felt good about picking him was the maturity, the adversity, they use that word a lot, that he went through. And so, you know, he came in a little bit more prepared on the mental side than some other guys might have. And yeah, I think even just the interview, right, like the way he got through it, Yeah. You know, and this is are you a wrestling guy? Have you professional wrestling?
Been a long time.
Well, so okay, like when you're talking about professional wrestlers, and I have a point here. You talk about The Rock, John Cena, CM Punk, whoever. Pick a more.
Yeah, I'm recent. I'm back in the day of like Macho Man and Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, this is some solid ass cats. That's one of my funniest side plots of the wrestling is Stone Cold going on Instagram and posting about his cats. But no, so when you talk about wrestlers, like, okay, there's technical skills, there's this and that. But then one of the important things, one of the most important things for a professional wrestler is mic skills. It's how do you handle the mic? It's how do you get the audience engaged? It's how do you connect? And I think for the at the quarterback position in the NFL, it's different because you're not, you know, playing a character, but it's important. It's not the most important thing. If you're a great quarterback, people don't, you know, you could have zero personality. Drew Brees was like a robot, but he was an all-time great quarterback. So it didn't take a lot to get people to identify with him and understand like where he's coming from and the emotional part of it, where you're connected to a guy. Derek Carr never, I don't think he was particularly good at that. He was never able to do that in a way that people identified with. And I think Tyler actually does have that gene in him. Now, it doesn't, if you're bad, you're bad. No one's going to be like,
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, you're a really good talker, so it only goes so far. But here's a story. Here's him telling a story about a dinner at Drago's with Tommy Satanovich, is, you know, how that all came about, you know, meeting Thomas Morstead, why he's wearing the number 6. And just listen to how he kind of tells the story and communicates. And I think it's positive. It is what you want, how you want your quarterback who's going to be front and center all the time to kind of just embrace that scenario.
Did somebody help you navigate? Because obviously you've done a lot of things that have resonated from the mm-hmm. tweet about, you know, the passion mm-hmm. on the field, to eating at Drago's, to wearing the Manning passing cap and shirt. Is that just organic, or somebody kind of said, maybe try this place or do that?
It's organic. I mean, I wasn't like court or orchestrating a caption. Like, that's how I feel. I think everything I've been through in my career, I'm the biggest thing I want to continue to do is just play free. You know, at this point, a lot of things you can't control, but you can control your preparation, your attitude, and your effort. And that's one thing I'm going to do. And, but yeah, I think just a lot of people, I knew previously you got to go try some good seafood spot whenever I came here. And I was at the Marriott Hotel right next to Drago. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And it was actually like, I literally walked in, shorts and a t-shirt, went to the restroom. They came back. They're all like standing outside, like, hey, come eat with us. And I was like, all right. And it ended up turning into a really cool dinner. But yeah, it was awesome just to kind of get here and get acclimated early.
What'd you get to eat? Yeah.
I had char-grilled oysters to start. We had some duck gumbo, Fleur-de-lis shrimp, was gas. And what else we have? I think about had some. We did have alligator bites. Good call. That was Tommy had like a whole sampler. I couldn't name everything, but he was like, "You're trying this. You're trying this," and it was good. It was fire.
Yeah, was that all your first time for?
Say again.
First time having oysters or alligator?
No. First time having char grilled oysters. Yes, I had the raw oysters, but alligator I've had that walk ons before. I think the one at Dragos was maybe slightly a little bit better. What was your question?
Same thing.
Yeah. No, not the first time, but hopefully not the last. They have some in the facility area that was pretty good too.
When it comes to your jersey, did you talk to Thomas? I saw Thomas put that tweet out there. Yeah. I wanted him to take his jersey. What was it like for you to see that tweet? Then what was the conversation like with Thomas?
It was great. Excuse me. I just showered and. But yeah, it was great. He's such a great dude. I actually was working out with him at Tulane. We just kind of bumped into each other. I was like, this guy with a little gray in his beard bending, like he's pretty flexible. He's still getting after it. And I was like, oh my God, it's Thomas Morstead. And it was awesome to get to talk to him. He just offered a lot of insight on where to live, you know, how to come in. And it was kind of like an unofficial, you know, what number do you want to get? And I was like, well, I don't really care, but 6 or 18 is available. And he's like, just take 6, man.
And here's one more talking about something that is near and dear to all Saints, all New Orleans residents.
We can all relate to, right?
And something that I will say we warned him about on draft night.
What's been the biggest surprise about this whole experience the last few weeks?
Sheen on my face right now. Probably the humidity. getting out of the shower and then probably gonna need a shower again.
It's worse.
No, I'm just yeah. That's what I'm hearing. It's like 4 straight days of rain. But I would say, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm already ingrained in New Orleans. I already popped a tire in a pothole driving over to Tulane. So I had to get new tires on my truck, which was sick. And then, but I'm good now. Hopefully they're sturdy. But yeah, I feel like I've got fully ingrained already.
He's got one sick new tires, and the Fleur de Lis shrimp was gas.
One of us. Google gobble. but yeah, anyway, like, so I don't know, like this was the first chance we had to stand in a room and talk to him. And, you know, I think the personality is one that, I don't know, fans should appreciate it. And there's no right or wrong way to do any of this. You have to just be honest. And because if you can't play a character, right? You can't go out there and be someone you're not. But it's helpful if you open up and let people identify with who you are as a person. And I think he's done that pretty well to this point. I think that's why the reaction to his first few weeks has been positive, because it gives off the picture of someone who is really excited to be here and is embracing the situation. And don't take this as me being negative on any other quarterbacks in the room still. But we're talking about the rookie who's coming in now, and he's a higher profile guy. He's a second round pick, you know, and we'll get into the quarterback competition later. But I don't know, for the first interview, right? Like I think that's honestly more important from a media perspective than us going out there and watching him throw a couple passes for the first time. Like, how did he handle that? I thought he handled it really well.
No, we've talked about being, you know, entrenched in the culture here already and having char grilled oysters. Working out at Tulane, popping a tire. He's now got some new tires, pretty sick. And I was like, oh, the youth coming out right there, pretty sick new tires.
Well, he's also, I mean, he's kind of funny. I think he's got good comedic timing. You know, like there's the deadpan, like, you know, like if there was a narrator, been like, he doesn't think it was actually sick. which, I mean, I feel like, do kids say sick now? I feel like that's, I kind of feel like maybe that's taken a full turn around the sun. Like that was what people said when I was growing up. And then people kind of, you know, they kind of shifted to like, oh, that's dope. And then it, like now, and then there was like gas, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of think that's one of those terms that's become like, you know, trendy again, of because it's, you know, the novelty of it. Like, oh, these old dudes say sick, but I don't know.
No, the excitement from him, easily visible, the fact he's comfortable with himself, everything so far has been a positive with Shook, and you know, for the Houdat Nation and the team, I'm hoping that continues.
Yeah, we'll see. And like this is the thing, this is the type of stuff we're talking about right now, because there's no football to talk about,
right?
There really isn't, and I'm not gonna you know, pretend that there's more to this than there is. This has effectively been an introduction to the player and the personality. And I think it's gone well for him. But yeah, that's it. That's all I really have to say on that subject. It'll be interesting how this all plays out. We'll talk about Shuck more in this final segment as we get into the quarterback competition. But anything else kind of strike you as
just the amount of, you know, trying to come up with Shuck puns to, you know, constantly describe things. Quit shucking around,
list, man. Come up with a list. If you have suggestions, throw it in the comments. And at some point we will have to do an episode where we do nothing but list off all of the Shuck puns that we've collected. Cause I mean, Shuckanery is right there.
Right.
There's so much. Like I talked about this to my neighbor on the porch, and like, then we spent 10 minutes doing nothing but coming up with Shuck puns. It was a good time. We enjoyed it.
What the Shuck?
What the Shuck? And there's a bird who lives on my porch now who she's excited about it too. She's sitting on her eggs.
Although I saw somebody named it Derek Carr.
Yes. Yes. And I vetoed that. Like, we don't need to continue.
We don't need that negativity.
Now, moving on. He's moving on. The team's moving on. I'm moving on. The bird is its own bird.
And this segment's moving on.
This Ooh. Podcast is moving on. Shuck it. Let's get on to the final stage of this conversation, which is quarterback competition. What did Kellen Moore have to say? What are our expectations for it? We'll dive in. Again, this is Inside Black Gold. Make sure to subscribe. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Ring the bell on YouTube. Subscribe there. Hit us up on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak, at Steve Geller, WWL. And otherwise, you can follow the show at Saints_Pod. Otherwise, stick around.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.